online at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Where people share the music they love.
You are listening to
95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Find our program schedule in every issue of Stylus Magazine.
95.9 FM. I am your host, Victoria Kay, and today we have a very special episode. It is the first Fun Drive episode, and CKUW is completely community-driven by donations from listeners. So if you would like to donate to the station, you can donate at 204-774-6877. That is 204-774-6877, or you can go at fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate. And we are celebrating the occasion today by having our very first guest on the show. I would like to welcome Mackenzie from Racket. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about Racket.
Hello. So I'm Mackenzie. I've been here for like about a year and a half doing Racket. It's Fridays at 2. This is technically my first Fun Drive episode of the year because my show started like 2 hours before Fun Drive did. So this is very exciting. I'm very excited to be here today. My show is kind of unlike this show. It's so all over the place and non-themed. I thought that like maybe I should bring some of that today with what I had, but also I tried my best to cater a little bit to the Spirit 303 vibe, almost like kind of like in a Racket 303 way.
Exactly, Racket 303. We have a little collaborative set coming for you today. But the first thing that I'd like to say, we're also going to talk about just CKUW period, our processes creating our shows, and a bunch of reasons why it is a very worthy thing to donate to. And I think one thing that I've been stressing over and over again on the last few episodes, for over the last few weeks if you've been listening, is that CKUW is completely ad-free and is made possible through the lovely donors and donations collected during Fun Drive. And with the help of donations, it remains a great place to engage with music and arts on a local and wider, more general scale. Especially when you compare it to any other platform. If you want to talk about ads, I guess like streaming platforms, YouTube, other FM stations, TV, movies, real life even. If you're not paying a monthly premium, you're just inundated with ads. It is nonstop. I hate it, but conversely, it's part of why we love CKUW and why it's such a valuable pillar of arts in Winnipeg. Both our shows are roughly an hour, like 55 minutes of straight up music. One song to another, and how would you find that experience is?
Oh, it's beautiful. I, as someone that loves music so much, I think pretty much every hour-long episode, I'm always, like, having to cut songs because I want to play so much all the time. There's definitely a beauty to it, I think. Even sometimes I get sad when, like, I talk too much, ramble in my episodes, and, like, I have to cut a song at the end. I don't know, like, last week it was, like, a funny instance happened where I ended up pre-recording my episode, and, like, it ended up, the recording was exactly, like, 59 minutes, 59 seconds, which was beautiful. And normally, like, I will be like, I should leave, like, a minute for ads. But I don't care about ads. When I play live, I never play ads because I'd rather just play music. And I think, like everyone, you know, you're listening to the radio, you don't want to hear ads, you want to hear music. And so I think that's one of the best things about CKUW is this nonstop flow of just awesome stuff going all the time.
There's truly nowhere else you can really, like, get that anymore. It's just, like, ads everywhere you go, but not here, which I think is really, really great. And is a reason you should consider donating if you have the means.
Oh, totally. It's, like, almost you can think of it, like, instead of, like, paying into, you know, Spotify or Apple Music, you're paying into the radio. It's almost like a similar trade-off, but with, like, infinitely more value, because I know even on Spotify, I think if you pay, like, your premium, you still have ads. Like, I remember, I think I got, like, premium. Maybe this is just because I got a free trial, but there were still ads, and it was upsetting, and I didn't like it.
We hate it. We hate ads. So if you hate ads, you would love CKUW, and you would love to donate, too. It gives us more freedom to just sequence our shows, like, however we want, because we don't really, like, I can play songs for just, like, if I really wanted to, I could just play, like, 40 minutes straight of music. I usually don't, but I have the means if I want, and I remember last time in December, I had, like, a little album marathon, and because there's no ads between every song, it's nice that we can just listen to albums front to back, and we can experience that, and is more airtime to the parts of radio that people actually tune into.
Yeah, completely agreed.
Because no one's, I don't know, I don't know anyone who, I feel like other stations, just, there's so much just ads, but I don't know anyone who's,
or
like,
even, yeah, even just blabber.
Exactly.
Maybe that's just because I love music and not so much talk radio. And I will say, I love all of the wonderful talk radio shows on CKUW. No dissing. They're amazing. And I think the benefit to that, too, is a lot of these, you know, talk shows are actually, like, fully researched shows. It's not like the normal radio blabber where it's just, you know, people talking about socks or, I don't know, anytime I tune into Power 97, it's like the most ridiculous, like, morning time conversation I've ever heard in my life.
Oh no. So that being said, if you don't want silly sock conversations every morning, you can donate to Fun Drive, you can donate to CKUW. It helps a lot, it's extremely valuable. Once again, you can donate at 204-774-6877 or at fundrive.ckuw.ca. And I think we've talked long enough. Would you like to cue up the first song?
Yeah, this is one that I picked out. It's been one of my favorites for a while. I think I've definitely played it on my show before. This is Chicks on Speed with For All the Boys in the World.
Yeah. talking out of turn. And that's another day.
Welcome back to Spirit 303, the Fun Drive special, the first ever Fun Drive special. We are here with Mackenzie from Racket.
Hello.
And you just heard, that was Femtonal. That was Push Your Temper. And before that, we had The Help with the song Go Somewhere. And that was from their debut album that came out, I think, last year. As part of our Fun Drive special, you can donate. Where can you donate?
You can donate online, first and foremost, at ckuw.ca/donate, or on the phone, which apparently is the most popular way of donating, which is shocking to me as a young person that hates talking on the phone. But feel free to please call if you love talking on the phone at 204-774-6877. That's 204-774-6877.
As we record right now, our programming manager is out there answering the phones.
And as even you're listening to this right now, there will be someone still continuously answering the phones. Don't be shy. Pick up that phone.
Donate money. Give us money. You know you want to.
Money, please.
And we have more episodes where we're going to be doing very special stuff in pursuit of this money, this cash. Would you like
to... Pursuit of the bag.
Exactly. So, what do you have going on? What's on your shows? What's coming up?
Yeah, well, this week I have an extremely special guest. Maybe not everyone knows about him, but it's this local internet personality named Aaron Dominic, who happens to be like a really good friend of mine. I feel really honored to be his friend. He's coming on and doing a lover's special for Valentine's Day, and then... exciting. The week after, I'm having the band Guilty Sleep come on to do an acoustic set, which should be pretty exciting. And I'm having also local legend Jerry.
Jerry,
the knockoff Garfield plush, also on the show. He's a big Guilty Sleep fan and works their merch table. So I felt like he was kind of the perfect person to have on. I'm just bringing all these local personalities on because I think their voice gets to be heard on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And as for myself, next week, and you can listen to Spirit 303 every Monday, by the way, at 9 p.m. Next week, we have local musician Sky Blues on. Sky Blues is pretty new, up and coming, and I saw her perform at Into the Music, I think, a couple months ago. And it was very, very incredible. So much, I think, done. She just performed herself, but I think it was a really great... It was a great show, it was a great time, and I'm very excited to have... another first on the show, because it's the first guest set. We'll have our first live performance on Spirit 303. I think that'll be pretty fun. And speaking of live, there's also some events you can go to in support of Fun Drive. So on Saturday, on February 15th, at 9:30, at Public Domain, we have Lizards and Karoshi and Negative Charge and the DJs of Circle One. And that will be hosted by CKUW's own Circle One Punk Radio, and you can listen to that every Saturday night from 8 to 9. So that's one of the two events. And what's the other event?
Yeah, and then on February 21st, so the last evening of Fun Drive after my show, where Guilty Sleep's playing, you can go to the West End Cultural Center to see Death Cassette, Age of Self, and Jug at 8 p.m. I'm probably going to be there. I really like Jug. I've played them a couple times on my show. I feel like it's really cool to get to play local stuff on my show and get to see it live. Or, I don't know, I feel like that's one of my favorite things about, you know, starting a show at CKUW is it's really motivated me to listen to more local stuff. And then, you know, knowing the local stuff and going to the local shows is really fun because then I can kind of dance along and sing the words, which is really awesome. And I feel like is a really great way to support those artists, too. Next up, we're going to play a song from local band Richshot Textiles, who has a show coming up in April, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. I think so.
Yeah, I think they're performing with Synthetic Friend.
Very good.
Friend of Spirit 303. And also Jerry.
Jerry!
Shout out Jerry.
We love Jerry.
We love Jerry. But yeah, let's just get into it. This EP was one of my top EPs from last year. It's really awesome. They've got a new one coming out. I'm really stoked. This is Richshot Textiles with the song Hero.
Hero. to say in that department, but if I had a lot to say, you probably would have heard it already. I'm driven to drive fast and get it done, and so are my counterparts. It's all about putting yourself in people's shoes, you know? I want to go fast, but I can't go too fast, almost like I'm driving on black ice. I've got to be careful, or else I'll slip and fall all the way down.
Tell them, 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 t
You just heard Elastic by Prado Monroe and ZBDT. I don't know how to say that. And then before that was The Garden with A Message for Myself. This is Spirit 303. I am a very honorable guest. I shouldn't call myself honorable. That feels a little bit cocky.
I think it's honorable. I think you're the first guest that I've ever had on this show. So I think inherently there's just something cool and awesome about that.
Yes, I meant to say that it was an honor to be here. That's what I meant by that. Anyway, and also an honor to play Prado Monroe. I've definitely played this song maybe more than once on my show before. It's one of my favorites. And I was recently in the honor of being in her presence. She played A Times Changed like 2 weeks ago, and it was one of the most beautiful and exciting experiences of my life. She's this awesome... performer from BC. I don't know. She's making strides in a beautiful way. Her Boiler Room set is really awesome. If you like that song, check it out. Yeah, and she said she's coming out with new stuff this year, so I'm, like, really excited.
And that is another reason why you should donate. We're just going to keep bringing back to Fun Drive. To Fun Drive, so you can hear these exciting up-and-coming artists. You can hear them on our awesome shows. You can donate at fundrive.ckuw.ca or through the phone, too, if you want to talk to a person, a real person. Sometimes I call my bank and it's just like, you can't talk to anyone. It's just like computers. But you can call at 204-774-6877. That is 204-774-6877. And I don't know, with the... I guess the range of artists we're allowed to play and encouraged to play, and the shows that CKUW is like facilitating in support of Fun Drive, and even just our own kind of like endeavors, pursuits outside of radio. I feel like it's a great... There are a bunch of reasons to donate to CKUW, because just beyond even like the audio and radio you hear, I feel like it's a very good... it's just supportive of local arts, period, beyond any kind of mediums and functions. In Winnipeg, you are a writer at The Uniter. Tell us about that.
So I'm an arts and culture reporter for The Uniter. It's been awesome. I get to talk to lots of local people doing local arts-related things. I've talked to a couple different bands, so, like, off the top of my head, I've talked to, like, our friend Oscar. I've talked to, Boys Road recently. I also talked to Vagina Witchcraft, which was super cool.
They're crazy good.
It's been like an awesome job to get to do this, and I think it's kind of almost an extension of what we do here in our CKUW family. A lot of it is trying to reach out and support these artists, and I'm always looking and searching for new things and other Canadian artists too, because when you're listening to normal stations, it's kind of usually the same like grab bag of Canadian artists, and I will admit, like, I'm a little bit maybe a victim of having my favorite grab bag of Canadian artists that I pick from. But I think there's also, artists like Prado Monroe. She's not getting played on mainstream radio, but I think she's really worth being heard. And so it's really important to me, I guess, to play these local and Canadian artists that aren't getting the same kind of promotion elsewhere.
Exactly. Especially within Canada, too, I feel like there's, as music listeners get more and more kind of hooked on, like, algorithms, I guess you can say. I guess it is a lot of just, like, the same artists over and over again. I know you have some thoughts on, like, algorithms and...
I was using... To pink my shows, I was listening to, like, Apple Music will do, like, a curated, like, station, so I have, like, my Max station that's supposed to be just for me. And it's interesting, because it's, like, playing me a lot of stuff that I already know most of the time, which is awesome, and I love hearing stuff I already know, but, I'm not really getting the reach of new artists, and, it's been difficult, just trying to rely on those algorithms to find new artists that, kind kind of just feed you the same things all the time. And I think, well, also even the songs that I get, you know, in these stations and algorithms that are different that I don't already know, they're so similar to the bands I'm already listening to that it's, I'm not really getting much diversity. But I think, I mean, the way that I create my show is kind of really centered around bringing a diverse grouping of music, because mm-hmm. I think algorithms kind of just like to put you in one pool and not kick you out of it. But I think the most valuable thing about music is that there's so much there to explore, and if you don't get kicked out of your pool, then you're missing so much. And so I think the value of, you know, having people like me and Victoria spend so long, you know, making playlists and trying to come up with, like, interesting combinations like I try to do, you know, no algorithm can possibly ever do that. Like, for example, I do remember distinctly one time transitioning from Charlie XCX to Jug, or vice versa, which is, like, maybe makes absolutely no sense, and no algorithm would ever do that. But I think that it's maybe one of the most incredible things I've ever done.
Oh, exactly. Because you listen to, I think it is, like, algorithms in the sense that, I mean, it's obviously, like, curated to something specific. Like, I find my show is, like, it's very... I have a very distinct niche, but at the same time, I'm not limited to a certain, like, era. I play everything from, like, new to old, very popular to very obscure. There's no bias, and it doesn't lock the music into anything. And like you said with that transition, it... when you listen to it in context of the show, it just works. It makes sense in a way that it might not otherwise. And I don't know, it's just an interesting way to hear music that you don't really hear anywhere else on any other kind of radio. And it's another reason, again, donate, please.
Yes, we, like, genuinely, we do not get funds from anywhere else but our donors. So mm-hmm. without the donations from events like this, Fund Drive, where we ask you to please, please support the station, we could not have as many volunteers, run as many shows, or operate to the same capacity. We would just not exist, point blank.
Exactly. And every single show, whether it's music or talk, it's all curated and presented by real people. And I think there's a real value in having that presentation. So if that's something that matters to you and that's something you would like to support, once again, you can donate at fundrive.ckuw.ca or over the phone at 204-774-6877. And now back to the music. This next song, this is one that I'm happy to have this episode for Fun Drive, because this is a song that I've wanted to play for a while, but it just didn't fit anywhere, and that's okay. But this is Underworld. This is Jumbo. This is a song that I think fits within the Spirit 303 niche perfectly, so enjoy the music.
$9.
Oh, yeah?
$8. Nice little vest. Light.
never fished here.
I've caught hoopoe fish in Grevenberg.
Well, I never did catch fish.
Oh, what the fuck? Hoopoe fish in Grevenberg. Big chicken pen, those slab.
You are listening to Spirit 303 on CKUW 95.9 FM. Our very first Fun Drive special, that was Jumbo from Underworld. And just a reminder, you can donate at fundrive.ckuw.ca or over the phone at 204-774-6877. And we are here with our guest Mackenzie.
Hello.
From Racket.
Yes, every Friday at 2 to 3, you can never expect what I will play.
Never. One aspect that I'm really grateful for, just for CKW, period, is because we are donation-driven, because we are entirely community-funded, is that we are afforded kind of this level of freedom to sort of... I don't want to say, like, play or say whatever we want, but you listen to other stations, and because they're backed by these giant money corporations, or by governments, or by whatever, they're definitely... I feel like you can listen a lot of the times, and hosts aren't really... They're not saying what they're thinking. They're putting on these acts. There's something just very inauthentic about it. And I feel like CKUW is... We're not limited to the same kind of levels of censorship. Like, we don't have to worry about rocking the boat or whatever, and I think that's really valuable.
Oh, yeah. Completely agree. I mean, I love songs with swear words, and as someone with a show at 2 p.m., which is, you know, a very PG-friendly hour, you know, there's honestly kind of no restrictions to what I can do. Honestly, I personally, I'm, like, super anti-censorship, especially with, you know, things like swear words, which are kind of just everywhere, and we should get used to them, and people say them, and you're going to hear them anyway. But I think that they're, like, important things that, you know, are part of music, and they're in songs and lyrics for a reason. You know, I've got a song coming up called, and maybe, you know, maybe the swear word is a little bit gratuitous there, but it's called Fucks Slaps. And maybe if it's not even there for a reason, I think it has a little bit of punch to it in a way that it can be impactful.
Yeah, and it goes so much deeper than that because, you know, like I was saying, because of the way that many other stations who are backed by much deeper pockets, I feel like they have much more of this, I guess, pressure to conform to these kind of status quo kind of ideas. And it goes deeper than just, like, swear words, I feel like, because as a transgender woman, I feel incredibly blessed for CKUW. I've felt accepted and heard and understood at every step of the way with this station. And I just can't... Maybe it's an experience thing. Like, this is my first and only show I've ever had. But I feel like there are other stations or other networks where someone like myself might not really... have that same opportunity. So donating to CKUW is just it's a great idea. You should just do it because it's an antidote to maybe the same echo chambers or sameness that you might see elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think it also allows, like, it's a really good opportunity to support voices that, like, wouldn't otherwise be heard, you know? Because, yeah, not all of us are going to be making it to the big leagues, as they would say.
There's a show right after this called Counterspin. It is not hosted by someone. I believe it's outsourced from the U.S., but it's also a very valuable show because it talks about a lot of things happening in the world in ways that mainstream media, they tend to twist things the way that they do. And this show really looks between the lines at from a grassroots perspective, and I think that's very important. And again, another reason to donate to community radio.
Yeah, and you can do that right this moment, right this very second. Hop on your computer and type into that search bar ckuw.ca/donate, and it's right there. Or you can pick up your phone and dial 204-774-6877. That's 204-774-6877 to talk to a human being who will not steal your credit card information.
And what do we have next? We have more music on the way.
Yes. Next up, this is one of my picks, a song that I've liked for a really long time. It is Life in Tokyo, Part 1, 7-inch version. Very specifically this version. The other versions kind of suck. By Japan. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
That was Planet 1999, Party. Before that, we had Winnipeg's own Cookie Delicious. That was Fuck Slaps. That is all for today, but I want to thank Mackenzie for being on the show. Thank you for helping out with his first Fun Drive set.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's been awesome.
And one last reminder, you can donate, it'll go fast, fundrive.ckaw.ca, or the phone number
204-774-6877. That's 204-774-6877.
Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned to Spirit 303 and Racket for more great Fun Drive content.
Woo!
Thank you for listening.
Being commercial free means that we have more time on air to bring you the music that you won't hear elsewhere and provide you the perspectives you won't get in the mainstream. As a commercial free broadcaster, we don't adhere to algorithms that force us to be square pegs in a round world. At CKUW, we are proud to program outside of the mainstream norms and without commercial interruption. You make this possible. You can help us reach our goal by calling right now, 204-774-6877.
Listener-driven, never corporate-programmed, this is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.